Oh, let's see. I think a kind of 48, it'd be about 96 pounds. I believe that's right. I believe a half a barrel of 48. I'd say about 96 pounds, somewhere thereabout.
You remember how much some I got cost back then?
Not very much. I imagine, just guessing at it, but I imagine it cost about $2 or $3.
You're right. Things have kind of gone out of sight.
Oh, yeah, man. They're gone from here.
No telling.
I used to work at the sawmill all day from sunup to sundown for $1.50 a day.
Oh.
Right.
Is that enough to get by on?
Oh, yeah. Hell, that was big money then. Worked 2 weeks, worked 5 days and a half. The man I was working for knocked off Saturday at 12. Paid off every 2 weeks. I think at $16 and a half, I'd draw for 2 weeks' work. Get a pair of overalls for $1. Jumper for $1.
A what?
A jumper.
What's that?
That's a stuff made just like, made out of the same kind of material that overalls is, like a coat.
Did it cover your whole body?
No, it just cover you down about your waist.
Oh. Is it something to work in?
Yeah, you can work in them. I've worn many a day and worked in them.
I don't think I've heard of that before, jumper.
Yeah, they got them. Call them jackets now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, $16 every 2 weeks doesn't sound like much nowadays.
Yeah, you starve to death on it, right quick.
I guess so. Is this, you still grow some things for yourself?
Yeah, I grow little corn, stuff like that, peas and butter beans, about all. Just a garden, you might say, is about all.
Say, Corey?
About a garden, about all we have. Don't try to raise none for the market, there's nothing to sell.
I see. Y'all put up anything, can or preserve?
Put it in the freezer. Corn, peas, butter beans.
It's nothing like homegrown.
Uh-uh. Still there.
I like it a lot better than that freezer stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather grow what I eat than I know kind of what I'm eating. Of course, we buy a lot that we don't grow.
What about meat? Do you ever slaughter a cow or?
No, I used to. I didn't ever slaughter a cow and put them in the freezer, but half slaughtered hogs and put them in there. I'd rather go to town and just buy me what meat I want than to get a lot of waste whenever you go to butchering a cow. I say a lot of waste. There's not all that much waste, but there's parts of it there that I don't care anything about, and I'd just rather go to town when I get ready for it. Get me the cut that I want, come on back home.
When you were growing up, did y'all do your own slaughtering?
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little about that? What was involved, what you did?
Well, that all it was, it put them in, turned the hogs in the field on peanuts, and there they got fat from. Kill what we want for our meat and lard and take the rest of them to the market and sell them. Kill them and scald them, put them in the, dress them, grind what you wanted up and sauce it and put it in the smokehouse and hang that meat up in there and dry it. And I wish I had a smokehouse full now.
I used to work at a packing company during the summers when I was going to junior high school. Always liked to go down to the smokehouse because it smells so good in there.
Yeah, that's right. Smoke it with that hickory wood.